The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed. And a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer, night and day. At that moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Her husband died after 7 years of marriage. She had married as a virgin, and he was the husband of her youth. But when he died, she was left childless and alone. She then lived 62 years as a widow. She was on the Temple Mount every night, well into the night, praying and fasting and into the early hours of the morning, every morning. In fact, she stayed all day and then repeated the cycle, fasting, praying, watching, waiting, expectantly hoping that this night, this morning, this day would bring the change she longed for. She dared to believe the promises of God, and she believed them so deeply that she never left the Temple Mount, ever. She was a woman of God, praying fervently for the one thing she was most promised by God: the redemption of all the nations. She was there all the time. And she's there in our scriptures, but we hardly pay her any attention. We move right from shepherds and angels to songs of glory and wise men, skipping right over Anna almost as fast as we can. Especially for us here at Church of the Cross, because this story about Joseph and Mary bringing the infant Jesus to the temple falls on the first Sunday after Christmas nearly every year, and that's the Sunday that we usually celebrate the birth of Jesus with lessons and carols. Anna, it seems, is not the point. But today she should be. She had nothing to hope for but hope itself. No husband of her old age, no children bringing age-old joys and sorrows of life, no peals of laughter or dirty kisses of grandchildren, just a promise, the temple, and a whole lot of time to kill. But Anna did not kill her time. She invested it. She held fast to a promise made by prophets hundreds of years before she even lived. Isaiah had prophesied that she would rejoice in the Lord. Her whole being would one day exult in God. She would be clothed with the garments of salvation and covered with the robe of righteousness. She would see God causing righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. She knew that God would cause her to be called by a name other than widow, a new name that would come from the very mouth of God. She knew she would be a crown of beauty and glory in the hand of the Lord. That's why, for Jerusalem's sake, she could not keep silent and she could not rest. That's why she stayed, praying and fasting, watching and waiting. Over the years, she had seen young couples come and go, asking for blessing upon their marriages from the temple priests, later dedicating and naming their firstborn sons. She had seen people of all ages bring sacrifices of atonement. She had witnessed the entire nation of Israel gather in the city year after year to celebrate the Passover, offering prayer and praise to God for deliverance from slavery. Still, she waited, watched, prayed, and fasted, cherishing the song of promised redemption that she carried in the silence of her heart. She modeled faithfulness and the active practice of hope for the entire city of Jerusalem for decades. She should be the point because we, like her, are stuck in this in-between time. We are stuck in this time between pandemic and worldwide health, between shutdown and immunization. We are stuck in a season of lonely, isolated holidays between how it used to be and how it will be again someday. We, like Anna, have heard the promises of God, of redemption for all nations, and we're given space to pray, fast, watch, and wait. Anna watched and waited until the day Mary and Joseph came to the temple, carrying their newborn and a small sacrifice of turtle doves for his naming and dedication. That day, the sum and weight of Anna's waiting, the accumulation of her prayers and her fasts, and the summation of her dedication to God over the years came flooding back to her as praise and joy to the God who keeps promises. And we too have watched and waited until Christmas Day, when once again we received our God-made flesh into our very midst. Here on this day, as Mary and Joseph dedicate their firstborn son at the temple with the name Jesus, we dedicate him too. We dedicate him as Lord of Lords, Vine Dresser, Morning Star, Son of Righteousness, Prince of Peace. We dedicate him not as God out there, but as God right here. God tiny, in person, up close. One of us. We dedicate him as Savior, hope for humanity, bridge-building community leader, salvation, light, inspiration. It's true, Anna is not the point. But she lived her life dedicated to the one who is. And now we take up her mantle, fasting, praying, watching, waiting. We take up her mantle, but we work with and beside the one who is our hope incarnate. We live as God's very hope itself, working for and pointing to the next of God's promises to break like early dawn. The promised reconciliation amongst all peoples, peace on earth, goodwill to everyone. But we know that we, like Anna, have work to do. The promises of God break like the dawn on a world that works for opportunity and justice for all people, and that requires the dismantling of inequality, implicit bias, prejudice, and discrimination. But like Anna, are not called to kill our time. We're called to invest it. We, like Anna, pray and fast, watch and wait, but we also take up the real work of creating a future that works for everyone. Our temple, it's the city itself. Our place of dedication, it's our streets and our neighborhoods and our world. We work in the midst of the people, with Jesus the Christ as our constant guide and companion. We take up his work, inspired by his vision and his promises. We hold the common good in front of us and peace on earth like a far-off dream coming slowly into focus. We, like Anna, hold on to the prophecy of Isaiah for dear life. We will rejoice in the Lord one day, and we will exalt God with all our being. We will be clothed with garments of salvation and covered with the robe of divine justice and righteousness. We will see God causing righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. One day, God will call us by a new name. The glory of God will shine in all people, and we shall be called a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord. That's why, for the sake of the world, we, like Anna, cannot keep silent and we cannot rest. Jesus is here, named and dedicated, with us for the sake of the whole world. He is our light, our hope, our very promised future. The Prince of Peace is here to lead us in ways of peace. And that's why we cannot rest. It's time to get to work. I'll see you in the temple.